The Eucharist According to the Fathers of the Church by Lawrence Feingold. St. Cyprian. St. Cyprian of Carthage treats the Eucharist in a letter written around 253 AD to a fellow bishop named Cecil. The occasion for the letter is the report that some were celebrating the Eucharist without wine, with only water in the chalice. St. Cyprian first stresses that this is contrary to the tradition that Christ gave to the apostles, and then that it is necessary that the wine become Christ's blood so that his sacrifice can be made present. St. Cyprian repeatedly manifests the conviction that the Mass is a true and full sacrifice in which the priest acts in the place of Christ. Quote, "But if it is not allowed to break the least of the commandments of the Lord, how much more important is it not to infringe upon matters which are so great, so tremendous, so closely connected to the very sacrament of the Passion of the Lord and of our redemption, or in any way to change for human tradition what has been divinely instituted. For if Christ Jesus, our Lord and God, is himself the high priest of God the Father, and first offered himself as a sacrifice to his Father, and commanded this to be done in commemoration of himself, certainly the priest who imitates that which Christ did and then offers the true and full sacrifice in the church of God the Father, if he thus begins to offer according to what he sees Christ himself offered, performs truly in the place of Christ." End quote. He also states that what is offered in the Mass is the sacrifice of Calvary. "And since we make mention of his passion in all sacrifices, for the passion of the Lord is indeed the sacrifice which we offer, we ought to do nothing other than what he did." End quote. In order for the Mass to make present Christ's sacrifice, offering what he offered, it needs to contain Christ's blood, according to the pattern of what Christ did at the Last Supper. Speaking of the words of institution, Cyprian says, quote, "We find that the chalice which the Lord offered was mixed, and that he called blood what had been wine. Whence it appears that the blood of Christ is not offered if wine is lacking in the chalice, and that the sacrifice of the Lord is not celebrated with lawful sanctification, unless the oblation and our sacrifice correspond to the passion." End quote. St. Cyprian is concerned above all about the sacrificial aspect of the Mass, rather than the real presence. But the true sacrifice requires that there be wine that truly becomes Christ's blood, according to the word of the Lord, so that our sacrifice corresponds to the passion. Without Christ's blood, there would be no sacramental representation of the sacrifice of Calvary. St. Cyprian also touches on the effects of the Eucharist in this letter, when he explains the symbolism of the mixing of the water with the wine in the chalice to represent the union of the faithful with Christ. Quote, "Because Christ, who bore our sins, also bore us all, we see that people are signified in the water, but in the wine, the blood of Christ is shown. But when water is mixed with wine in the chalice, the people are united to Christ, and the multitude of the believers is bound and joined to him in whom they believe. This association and mingling of water and wine are so mixed in the chalice of the Lord that the mixture cannot mutually be separated. Whence nothing can separate the church, that is, the multitude established faithfully and firmly in the church, persevering in that which it has believed from Christ, as long as it clings and remains in undivided love." End quote.